is James Mawson. Welcome to Global Venturing View, the weekly update from Global Corporate Venturing, Global University Venturing, and Global Government Venturing. It's been a challenging week, I think, for many of us in the company. We've all come down with some bug or another. So it will just be me today, and we do a quick run through the three main areas this week. We'll cover funds, fundraising, investments, and some exits. So first up, from Global Corporate Venturing on the fundraising side, we've seen some quite interesting funds over the past few months, and this past week's been no different, with food technology developers such as Impossible Foods and Juicero that have raised some big rounds, and now that's spurring some food product companies to enter Corporate Venturing, with General Mills, which set up a strategic investment unit last year, and now Campbell Soup has joined the fray. They've put $125 million into an independently managed fund named Acra Venture Partners. Like Garden Fresh, the fresh food producer acquired in June last year, the fund will link with Campbell Fresh division. Another big one, even bigger, Statoil, a Norwegian oil major, set up a new $200 million venture fund. So although the price of oil has collapsed in many ways over the past couple of years, there's some hope that Russia and Saudi will be able to stabilize the prices, but we'll see. But anyway, Statoil, has through its energy ventures team, has set up this 200 million unit to operate alongside its existing venture team, Statoil Technology Invest. So the new energy ventures will look to invest on the sort of clean tech side rather than on the technology that will help the existing oil and gas major develop. So also in Europe, we had a range of Italy-based corporations, Menarini, Rota Pharma Biotech, Elemasta, and Sapio Life. They're all limited partners in the first fund to be raised by venture capital firm Panakis Partners. Not sure how much exactly the firm's raised so far, but it's certainly underway with a multi-corporate venture-backed fund. And that will focus on the European medical technology, and hopefully it will make a close next month, so in March. Another corporate taking a more direct route is China-based landscaping company Palm Landscape Architecture, which is teaming up with investment firm Heijin Zenge for a fund that will focus on virtual and augmented reality technology. And so Palm, Garden Landscaping Company, has targeted $15 million for the fund's first close. Will hopefully use it to develop its town planning activities. So busy old side on the fundraising, but on investments, although there's been some talk that the investment ecosystem is slowing down in terms of new deals, there's still quite a lot going on out there, particularly in China and the rest of the world outside of the US. The activity is maintained with a corporate, particularly focused angle. So China's media sector has continued to grow, and LeTV, the sports streaming affiliate of Leshi Internet, is set to announce a $460 million B round in this current week. LeTV is backed by Dalian Wonder at the A stage, and has also signed a two-year deal to broadcast Chinese Super League football. This space happens to be growing pretty quickly. As we've seen with a new AR or virtual reality fund as well, the virtual augmented reality space continues to go from strength to strength. And following Magic Leap raising $793 million earlier this month, we've seen in the UK-based MindMaze raise $100 million in a round led by the Hinduja Group, which is an Indian-based conglomerate. MindMaze's technology is hopefully going to help people with stroke and brain injuries. And then, obviously, it can go from there, I think, in terms of its opportunities. Japan-based digital finance services group SBI, SoftBank, for many people, has entered a new strategic partnership with Korea-based mobile internet services company Yellow Mobile. They did that in December, and now SBI, SoftBank, has followed up with a $30 million investment in Yellow to bring the latest round to $73 million. Also in Asia, MobiMagic, a Chinese online security app developer, has raised $100 million in a round co-led by Qihu 360 and the Freeze Funds, a VC fund formed last year by XIDG, International Data Group Publishing Company, investor Li Feng. And so Qihu 360 was one of the investors that supplied MobiMagic with $80 million last year. And given the focus on the next billion of internet users, Jhana has raised $57 million in the Series C round, in which wireless phone operator in the US, Verizon, has joined investors such as Publicis, a French advertising agency, and Spark Capital. They're going to expand into China from its Africa, Asian, Latin American emerging market roots. Now, those were some pretty interesting sort of investments there. Just a snapshot of the great ideas and the interesting deals we've seen in Global Corporate Venture and some of the other publications that we do. But on the exits, we've also continued to see a number of quite striking exits. And Volvo, a Sweden-based car maker, and its corporate venture unit had invested in Lytix in 2013. It's now exited the drive-in safety technology company through an acquisition by private equity firm GCTR. So Lytix, LYTX, had raised 160 million and that was purchased for 500 million. So a nice 3x to end when people came in. Google, through its parent Alphabet, has also been building its first engineering team devoted to Southeast Asia towards gathering in those billion consumers. So they use that and they've just made their first acquisition in the region by acquiring Pi, which is a Slack-like team communications service based in Singapore. Pi had raised 1.2 million last year from Dree Ventures of Japan, corporate venturing unit. That's the first deal in Southeast Asia. Now, in terms of other deals, one of the ones I particularly like being Metalysis, which is quite an unusual UK-based company. They're trying to develop titanium powder for use in 3D printers. They've got a sort of an interesting way of being able to create, in fact, a whole new metal. And they had raised some money from a sort of a venture firm called Woodford and also a couple of natural resources companies, one called Iluka Resources, which now is a little more than a quarter, and another one which was Rio Tinto, I think. So that was an interesting one. And then on the global government venturing and global university venturing side, we've seen Silence, which is backed by US Central Intelligence Agency and the intelligence community over there, NQTEL's corporate venturing unit, and CY Lance had just decided to raise money from NQTEL. So that was a good one. And then over in the UK, Parkwall, which is a venture firm which focuses on university spin-out technologies, through its Oxford ISIS Fund 2, has invested in Mind Foundry, which is a spin-out that uses advanced machine learning algorithms to help organizations solve problems. So there's quite a lot of focus on the advanced intelligence space in the UK. So it gives me great pleasure to say thank you once again for listening to our Global Venturing Review podcast. My name's James Mawson, founder and editor-in-chief. You can contact me at jmawson@moresenior.com for any insights or feedback on this third Venturing Review podcast. And I look forward to catching up with you all soon. Best wishes.
Global Venturing Review was produced by In Ear Production. You can find out more by going to inearproduction.com.